Did you guys hear about the epic billion-dollar Powerball lottery draw? It's DJ Brian, and we'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, August 24th, 2026, and we just heard G-Dragon with Power. Now, talk about getting lucky. One Powerball ticket sold in the U.S. state of Illinois has won a whopping $1.04 billion, y'all. The jackpot was that much money. That's around 1.4 trillion won. And somewhere in the town of Quincy, one very lucky person is probably trying to figure out what to do with their life right now. You know what I'm saying? That's life-changing. The winning numbers were 4, 26. Well, that's my dad's birthday, 426. 66, 67, and 69 with a Powerball of number 9. Wait, that's my numbers. I'm just joking. You guys are probably like, what? You're a trillionaire? I'm sorry, billionaire? The ticket was sold at a Hy-Vee gas station, which will also get a pretty nice payday, a $500,000 bonus just for selling the winning ticket? I didn't know they get bonuses, y'all. I should open up a gas station in America. Now, the winner, meanwhile, has a choice. They can take a lump sum of about $450.5 million before taxes or receive the full jackpot in 30 payments over 29 years. I know that. I know there's some information that you guys probably didn't need to know, but my uncle won $1 million when I was 8 years old in the lottery, and he chose the 30-year payment. But that was only $1 million. $1 million right now, in these days, is not a lot of money. $1 million. Yes. Anyways, which option do you think you guys would choose if you ever won a lottery jackpot that big? And if you're thinking, maybe I should buy a lottery ticket. Reality check! The odds of hitting the Powerball jackpot are about 1 in 292 million. Yes. In other words, you're far more likely to be struck by lightning than pick all the winning numbers. Still, somebody has to win, right? That's what you're thinking. That's the same thing I thought when I was in California when the lottery was that high. It was like, I think when I was there, it was like $492 million. I got like one number right. Now, this was the 8th largest Powerball jackpot ever and the biggest in the U.S. so far this year. Now, the big question is, who is this mystery billionaire? We don't know. But they probably already know exactly what they're going to do with their money. And they're probably not going to tell you who they are because, you know, safety reasons. If I won that kind of money, I'm not going to tell you. I'll probably hire some bodyguards, by the way. Anyways, you have the best song for this story. Billionaire by Baby Monster. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Take a break. Stop what you're doing. Go to the break room or go to your nearest store or your own refrigerator. Get that coffee, get that tea, and relax because it's time for us at K-Pop Connection to give you news you are gonna want to know about. Now, speaking of the lottery, you may need to win one just to live in one of the most expensive cities in the world. Now, rent prices in NYC, New York City, have reached an all-time high, with the average monthly rent for an apartment in Manhattan reaching a staggering $6,655. They say the prices have gone up 10% from a year ago. And if you're looking for a three-bedroom apartment, good luck, y'all. The average is now more than $12,200 a month. Even a studio will set you back about $4,088. The problem isn't just high prices, y'all. New York's rental vacancy rate has fallen to just 1.49%, the lowest since 1968. For comparison, experts consider anything below 5% a landlord's market. At 1.49%, landlords basically have the upper hand, the lower hand, and probably your security deposit. So, what's driving up the prices, you ask? Real estate experts say several factors are behind the surge, including high mortgage rates, a shortage of housing, and new policies such as a coming rent freeze on stabilized apartments. One broker described the situation as a perfect storm for renters. For you guys, though, it probably feels less like a storm and more like a monthly hurricane. For renters, of course, like I said. At these prices, that old Manhattan saying, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. It's starting to sound less like inspiration and more like a warning. Now, what's the housing situation like where you guys live? Let us know. But for now, we have the perfect song by Identity. It's called Storm 던져. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-pop! Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're going to go over it with our recently hair blowout Karen.
I do pay attention. I pay attention to trying to put some volume into my very, very thin hair.
How do women put volume in their hair, though?
You blow dry it.
I blow dry my hair,
too. I'm being very careful with my words here. I hold my hair up.
Because you don't want to make the QVC mistake.
I hold my hair up. And yeah. then I blow dry it, and then I hold it for a little bit.
I always blow dry my hair, too, but how do you make it, like, go
stay?
Up?
Yeah. You put a little bit of hairspray, yeah.
Is that what a blowout is called?
Yeah. Oh. So to put a little volume into your roots.
I love how that lady made that mistake, and then she was on talk shows for that. And then I saw an actual hair salon dude made her take the wig off from that experience, and then he gave her an actual blowout.
There was a wig?
I thought that was a wig for
that
the show.
That was a wig?
Yeah. They were selling wigs for that.
So they were doing that on a wig. It wasn't real hair?
It wasn't real hair. They're trying to show how that wig looks natural for women. They're selling wigs for that program, from what I know.
Okay.
And so she wore the wig.
I thought it was actual hair.
No. Okay. So she wore the wig for this one hair salon guy, like an American 원장님 guy.
Yeah.
And then she took the wig off for him. So then he goes, okay, I'm going to actually do her hair so she has more volume.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair looked amazing.
Yeah, without the wig.
Yeah.
That's what you can do with just a regular blow dryer, except you're
a professional.
But I think a lot of people are able to do it at home, except that your hair has to be a little bit thicker than mine. I have very, very fine hair.
True.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like if you have thin hair or fine hair or not enough hair, a professional can still do it.
I have all three.
I feel like a professional could still do it. Like the way he did it, when she took her wig off, I was like, okay, cool. She had flat hair. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'll show you what
hair.
A real blowout hairstyle looks like. Mm-hmm. And he'd like start volumizing with his blow dryer. I was like, wow. It made her look like 10 years younger.
Yeah, because volume, it makes your face look younger. That's why you can either get a wig or you can go and pay money to get a full blowout.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for all you listeners out there who want to get a blowout and volumize your hair, 참지마!
Yeah!
Which was our word from last week!
Yeah, go do it because it really does make you look younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked very young.
Yeah. And I think the emphasis is not just here on top of your head, but you need more volume on the sides.
You know, I'm the opposite. I hate it when I go to my 미용실 and my hair 원장님 and his staff, they always try to volumize my hair because people with a lot of hair, when you volumize it, it looks too thick. And then on camera, it looks like you have a big round head. So I'm like,
that's why you get the down perm, right?
Down
on the
perm,
sides?
But not just the sides, it's also here. So I look like a big old Lego. So I'm like, all right, I understand like you like volumizing and a lot of people like volume. And I'm like, that's because those are for people
who have
not
very thin hair.
Yeah. If you have thin hair, yeah. And then he'll look at me in the mirror. He's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because
you
have
too much volume,
hair,
and now you look like a big old heart.
Well, I don't think you need volume because you have a small face in the first place.
So I have a small face, like if you look at it from the front, but I also have what Koreans say, 짱구머리.
Oh, you have a really round head.
It sticks out.
Yeah.
So when you actually measure my head,
you have a big head.
It's huge. So when you volumize my head,
you don't need more volume.
Exactly. I look like it came from Mars or Jupiter. Let's just say I don't look like I'm from this world. Okay. I look like a UFO.
You don't need more volume. Okay. So no more volume for.
Stop giving me volume. And that's why I can't go to other salons, because other hair people
don't
want to touch my head.
Yeah, they don't realize how big your head is.
Only my wonjangnim, who I've been going to for almost 27 years now, he knows. He goes like, don't go anywhere else because no people know how to touch your hair but me, because they make you look like an alien. I was like, exactly.
Yeah, you have people fooled because no one would think you have such a big head.
I have a huge head, yo.
Oh my goodness. People, what is inside your head?
A brain. A brain.
My sister has the same problem. Well, it's not a problem. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. But she has a relatively small face.
So people assume her head's smaller, too.
Exactly. Yeah. But she has a huge head. And I remember...
I love how you're talking about your sister's head on radio. And she can't defend herself right now.
She can't. And I remember, because she's much younger than me. So I was there when she was born. And I remember distinctively the doctor that gave birth to her. He said that she was one of the biggest heads that he had ever seen.
My mom said the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too in detail. Let's just say my mom screamed louder when she gave birth to me than my brother. So that proves that my head's big.
Yeah, but it's good because it means you have a big brain, and it means he said that I'm gonna keep my eyes open. I'm gonna keep track because it means that you're very smart. You're intelligent.
I just thought that it just means you have a big skull, not a big brain.
If you have a big skull, it's full of your brain.
Does it mean that? Or maybe it just means you have nerves and other
more
cells
nerves.
And Nor- atoms
more cells.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
It means that you're smart. Yeah.
That'd be funny if someone took an x-ray and like a CT scan all of a sudden with a big head and you see all the skull, but the skull's this thick and the brain's like...
No.
It's like a pea-sized brain.
No, I think that's what he said. He was like, I'm gonna keep my eye on you.
Also, Karen's sister, if you're listening and you want to get back at Karen and you want to yell at her, Chamchima!
Chamchima!
That was
okay.
From last week's word from Block B's Nilili Mambo.
Nilili Mambo,
I don't know what Nilili means still.
No, it doesn't have a meaning. It's a sound. It's the sound that an instrument, one of those wood instruments, make, like a peedi.
But in a way, it still means something. It's a sound.
Yeah, it's a sound.
It's better than this. 6-7. 6-7. What the heck is 6-7?
I don't say it anymore.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's so old. It's not 10 years old.
No one says it anymore, though.
Okay, cool Karen.
We
give her a new name. She's cool Karen now. She knows what's in and out.
I've never said it, but apparently they don't say it anymore.
Who's they, first of all?
The young'uns. Them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I was never one of them.
Okay, unk. Do you know what unk means?
Uncle?
That means you're old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I am old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. So if you see
7-6,
exactly.
Flip it around
if you see
then.
Them saying stuff like that,
8-9.
Tempt him. Just
word.
Tell them, don't say stuff like that.
4-5. I'm changing words around now.
I don't care. It's like, whatever. Just say it.
All right, I'm going to make my own yang.
Yeah,
man.
Say it.
Yeah, that's how slang starts. Someone
exactly.
starts it and then it just catches on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Who cares?
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That could be a new word too. Blah, blah.
Yeah. Blah.
Anyways. We have a new word we're going to learn today.
We do.
Where's it coming from?
It's coming from, I was about to say it's coming from The Office. It's not. It's coming from the Stray Kids song Maniac, and we are at The Office. We're coworkers.
Okay. Let's get our coworker gossip going.
Hey. Did you see what our boss just sent us?
What? I haven't been at our desk all day.
Oh, she just sent us a message saying, everyone, please meet me at my office at 3.
Wait, all of us?
Yeah.
But did she say why?
Nope. And she added, don't worry.
Don't worry?
Yeah.
좀 쎄한데. Why would she say that?
Right? 완전 쎄해.
Did she say we have a meeting with HR recently?
Mm-hmm. She did. But why would she want everyone to come to her office? Or? Maybe it's a surprise.
A surprise?
Yeah. Like a party?
At work.
Yeah, like a party with cake?
Cake. She never gets us cake.
True.
She gives us spreadsheets. Ah, oh, say.
Wait. Shh, she's walking over.
Did she say anything?
No, nothing.
Did she smile?
Yeah.
쎄한데. Was it a normal smile?
No.
Then what kind?
It was the I know something you don't know smile.
Ah, 진짜 쎄.
Wait, there's more.
What?
I just saw her carrying a box into the meeting room.
What's in it?
I don't know.
Can't you see?
No.
Ah, 쎄. Oh, 너무 쎄. Maybe someone's getting fired.
Okay, let's relax. Why would she ask all of us to come to her office? Maybe it's a team building exercise.
Maybe?
Oh, I know. Maybe we're all getting promoted.
You think so?
Or maybe...
Stop!
What?
그만해. You maybe is giving me chills. Say hey! Let's go. This is Stray Kids with Maniac.
Maniac, yeah.
When's it come out? What song?
It's their lead single. It's okay. From their sixth mini album. They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And it's their sixth mini album. It's called Ordinary. And it's a heavy electropop and trap song. And the lyrics, it's called Maniac, but it's telling people to stop pretending to be normal and instead embrace the odd or eccentric traits that make them maniacs or cool individuals.
You know what? I don't think anyone's normal, though, these days.
No one's normal. We're all...
Not a single human being.
Special, like snowflakes.
Look at my head. It's huge. That ain't normal. I have a huge head. Your sister's got a huge head.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes you smart, mm-hmm. Like I said.
Your sister probably hates me for bringing it up again. She's probably like, why did he bring up my huge head again? You know, because she ain't normal.
She knows it's big. I think it runs in the family.
Like she wants to know that.
So it runs in the family.
Okay. So she's got a big head. Anyways. Yeah. All right. So we were saying... The word
Sehe is so in the lyrics they talk about how 정상인 척 다들 힘 좀 빼 짓고 있는 미소들은 세해. So these are talking about these people how you know they need to stop pretending to be normal. Mm-hmm. So 정상인 척. So that means stop pretending to be normal. And then 힘 좀 빼 is kind of like saying, don't try so hard. And they're saying, 짓고 있는 미소들은 쎄해. So the smiles, you know when someone's doing that fake smile? When they're smiling, but their eyes
are
not. I
do it all the time. I mean, I got an awkward event. I'm like...
Exactly. You're smiling with your lips, but your eyes aren't smiling. So that's when they're doing the 미소들은 쎄해. So they're smiling, but you can feel something's off. So 쎄해 is used in that sort of context.
The funny thing is, I'm thinking about a lot of kyopos and foreigners. They actually use this like this. 쎄해 복 많이 받으세요.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so boss in our skid, she called a group meeting. She or he. I think it was a she. She called a group
you
meeting.
You wrote it.
Yeah, she called a group meeting.
Yeah.
And we're very suspicious. We don't know what's going on and we're wondering what's going on. You know, we think something's up and we feel like something's said, something's going to happen. So it's usually used in a negative context. So we feel like something bad's going to happen. So we're saying, oh, this feels very suspicious. Oh, say. It's kind of like that sixth sense.
So you only use it for a bad thing?
Usually. It's not for something good.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't use it for, I think she's going to, there's a surprise party for me. Oh, say, you probably wouldn't use it in that context. Yeah. So something feels off.
Something's off.
Or you could say, like, 저 사람 뭔가 분위기가 쎄해. Then that person is giving me really suspicious vibes. So 쎄해, it's like you don't have proof, you don't have any kind of evidence, but you have that gut feeling, like spidey sense that something's off. And it's in a bad way. Like you have a feeling that something bad's gonna happen.
It's a bad sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, maybe you got a message. You don't know who sent it, and you have a feeling that it's kind of an omniscient message. So it's like, 이거 좀 쎄한데. Yeah. Or 오늘 회사 분위기가 쎄. Then maybe you went to the office and you feel like something bad's gonna happen at the office, or maybe your boss, like you feel like the boss is gonna tell you, or you know, you're gonna have to fire a lot of people because the company is not doing well. Then you could say, 분위기가 좀 쎄해.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you guys go. 쎄해 is our What the K-Pop word of the day, meaning something's not right.
Yeah.
It's like a sense.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all been there in life where you just have that feeling, that ick. Mm-hmm. Like you wake up in the morning and sometimes you're just like, oh, something's off.
Yeah.
I just sense something's not right.
You know that feeling where like you walk into class and you forgot something? Like, you had homework and you forgot to do it. You had to turn something in and you forgot to bring it from home.
It's been a long time since I've done homework, so I'm trying to go back 30 years, so it's like...
you drove to work and you realized you left something at home.
Yes.
You didn't make the bed. It gives you that chip-chip-pan feeling.
Yes. I hate that feeling.
Or you left something behind.
Literally
that was really important.
Not making the bed and leaving the house... It's the same feeling as if I didn't take a shower that day.
Yeah. But that's it's a little different because this is something that you don't really know. Mm-hmm. But that you know you didn't do it.
It's like you don't know what's going to happen because of this. It's a weird, icky feeling, a bad feeling.
Like a nervous feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that something bad might happen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So there you guys have it.
Yep.
Your What the K-Pop word of the day. 새해, and it comes from the Stray Kids song Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll check that out in full as we say goodbye to Karen, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, that was Stray Kids with Maniac. And now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow, we have, in case you missed it, where you guys can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in those requests throughout the week if you haven't already. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Just Go with your girl, Nielle, of course, where we get to drop your guidebooks for you. And of course, you get to just follow along as we travel across Korea. And we also have our daily 7 Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about what's going on around this world, this crazy world. And you guys can send in your song requests, your Y2C answers, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for music. We got On and Off with Open the Door. All right, that was On and Off with Open the Door. And now, if you're wondering how to listen to our show, we've got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio, and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. And now time for more music for you guys. First up, we got Groovy Room featuring Sudan and PH1 with Somewhere, 어디쯤에? And then we have Wonder Girls with Why So Lonely? All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for you today. Thank you guys for tuning in. And taking us out, we have two songs for y'all. First up, we got Dynamic Duo featuring Crush and Soul with Blue. And then we have Taeyang with For You. And our producer is Taedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.